Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit Toyota on Nicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at LexusofLexington.com. Did you know that half of America is single? Hollywood has never produced anything like this before. The Dating Project, a groundbreaking documentary that follows five single people, ages 18 to 40, as they search for authentic and meaningful relationships. There is no script. There are no actors. These are real people trying to find love and happiness in an age of swiping left or right. From Empower Pictures, Paulus Productions, Family Theater Productions, and PureFlix, you can now own The Dating Project. Save the date by visiting thedatingprojectmovie.com and go a step further and help others in your circle date differently by partnering with Ascension Press. Visit shop.ascensionpress.com to acquire the companion study guide. The Dating Project Movie is now available on DVD and digital download on Amazon, iTunes, and Walmart. Please visit thedatingprojectmovie.com for details.
Welcome to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media, being recorded live on Facebook, Reconciled to You, Allison Gingras Facebook page, every Monday at 12:30 p.m. And yes, it is another Monday. Monday, the song is to go. How good you are. I don't think that was the words. I think it's how strange you are, because here we are, another strange, dreary Monday. But you know what? Dreary is good. Hello, Cindy, because that means I don't have to feel guilty for not being outside. Yes, I know. Outside's great, wonderful. There's like fresh air and things. But Allison's not a fan. I am not a fan of outside. So it's good. It's good that we have a couple of rainy days. It's rainy in Philly as well. I feel like the whole Eastern coast has been just covered in rain. What is it? Not even this month. Yes, the summer. That's the word. Summer. Good word. A little slow to remember it today. I'm going to start today's show with just, I was looking at my desk. I was actually trying to find something, and I realized I have this huge stack of books that I'm trying to get through, and I wanted to share some of them with you. I've read parts of them. That's how I read. I don't read from cover to cover. It's probably why I love the Bible so much, because it's not how it's intended to be read, so I do really well. Because I don't really read from cover to cover. I just, whatever is in right in front of me, whatever my fancy is. Hello, Oliver. I just grab and read. Well, one of them, I'm going to just go through the pile of them. Hi, Liz. Oh, you're doing lots of cooking. Well, it is finally not 1,000 degrees. You were right. And Liz loves to cook. So I'm glad you're getting this opportunity. It's like therapy, right? For some people, it's like therapy. For other people, like moi, it's torture. So I'm just going to just share with you some of the books that are sitting on my desk that perhaps you might want to pick up for your own reading. And hopefully we'll get a chance to talk about this one. I'm definitely going to be talking about Praying for Our Priests, A Guide to Praying for the Priesthood in Union with Mary, Queen of the Clergy. This is not just a book. It's actually a movement. And I'm going to be talking much more about it as I go along. I'm just kind of hearing about it. And with all that's going on right now in the church, there seems to be no better time to be praying for our priests. So praying for our priests. You can look that up. I'll have the link. I was looking to see if there was a link in this little book, and there probably is. There's an endorsement from Reverend George Lucas. That sounds like a familiar name. He happens to be the Archbishop of Omaha. I'm sorry, that made me. I'm not even a Star Wars fan, and that made me laugh. He says, "Dear friends in Christ, I am happy to present the second edition of Praying for Our Priest. I am very grateful to the members of the Maria Regina Clergy for compiling this important resource. It is edifying to hear of the many people who pray regularly for priests to be sustained by God's grace in their lives and in their ministry. I hope that the prayers and meditations presented here in this wonderful book," let's do this, "will encourage even more of the faithful to participate in this important act of generosity." Absolutely. Like, praying for others is one of the greatest gifts the Lord gives us. And to use that gift to pray for the men who make our faith possible. And there's a quote from a saint that said, I know, I always say, I know they're out there and I read all these quotes, but I read so much, I forget who says what. But there's a quote from a saint that said, if you really want to take down the Catholic Church, then you just need to attack its priests. And I don't know about you, but I feel like that is exactly what has been going on lately. You know, they're human. They make horrible mistakes. They make horrible choices. And bad things happen to really good people. But that does not... Here we go. That does not discredit that Jesus is still in the Eucharist. The Eucharist is still the Eucharist, regardless of who, what the person's sins are, the priest's sins are, no matter who the priest is. Jesus is still Jesus. He's still in the Eucharist. The grace of that Eucharist is not diminished by the behavior of the person who has been anointed to do that amazing work for us, to do the consecration, to transfigure bread and wine into the body and blood, soul and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I think that if we stay focused on the Eucharist, and in the Eucharist we pray for our priests, we're going to see an outpouring of graces upon that important vocation in our church. And the website is prayingforourpriests.org, prayingforourpriests.org. And I will have the link in the show notes, which is kind of like the comments. So I really do need to get these on my website. I really do, because I have so much I want to share and so many links and things I want to share that you, I think you'll be so blessed by. Some other books sitting on my desk here, waiting to be devoured. Reclaim Regret, How God Heals Life's Disappointments. You see your failure, God sees your future. Reclaim Regret. And this is by one of my favorite nunny bunnies in all the world, Catherine Hermes. She's a daughter. She's a daughter of St. Paul. Era Boston is showing. She is a daughter of St. Paul. And this is out from Pauline Books and Media. And Sister Catherine is going to join us here when the book, this is still in pre-order, which you can go to Amazon or Pauline.org and get your pre-sale copy. Get one pre-ordered for yourself. This is so good. You know, because how much do we regret? You know, I'm doing a retreat this Saturday coming up in East Taunton, Massachusetts, Holy Family Church. It's free if you're available, want to come stop by. It's just the morning, 8:30 to noon, and it is about worrying. And I think a lot of our worries come from our regrets, like the things that we wish we had done differently, the things that we wish that we could go back and redo. And we feel like those consequences of our choices, our behavior, are going to follow us forever. And we forget that God is God, and He is bigger than all our mistakes, all our choices. And He doesn't see failure. He sees your future, right? That's important. So I really can't wait to share this one with you. It was sitting there. This was fun. I got to meet Father Ed Looney, A Heart Like Mary's 31 Daily Meditations to Help You Live in Love as She Does. I got to meet Father Looney when I was at the Catholic Marketing Network. What a sweet young priest. He is so sweet and just so much energy, and what a love of God he has, and definitely through his devotion to our Blessed Mother. Remember, our Blessed Mother, we do not worship her. We do not pray to her. We pray with her. We bring our prayers and petitions that we don't know how to word. We don't know how to say these things to God as well as she does. And so we bring them to her and we ask her to bring them for us on our behalf, to pray with us. Hello, Colleen. I think about my kids. You know, there's certain things that they want from Dad. There's certain things that they're hoping that Dad will do or help them with, but they don't always know exactly how to approach Dad. And that can sometimes get them in trouble, if you know what I mean. But I know Kevin very, very well. And so I will often, if the boys come wisely, come to me first, I will either tell them how best to approach their dad so that they get the outcome they're looking for. And we're not manipulating Kevin. Oh my gosh, I would never do that. We're not manipulating their father, but we, as knowing him as well as I do, I know the things he'll say yes to and the things he won't say yes to. But I also know that your timing is important. You know, if he comes home from work and he's tired and he's trying to take his after work nap, not the time to ask him for money, not the time to ask him to borrow his car. Those are not just not good timing. And sometimes he needs more information or more time. Like, you just can't blurt everything out. Sometimes you need to provide him the information, you know, all the information pertinent. Now, of course, God knows all. He doesn't need Mary to fill him in. But I think that sweet notion that the Lord allows us, this Blessed Mother, this beautiful mother, who then goes on our behalf and says, Lord, 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 she's praying again. Please do. Please help her. You know, and I don't always get what I want, just like the kids don't always get what they want, but I always get peace from my prayers. The answer to every prayer I've ever had has been peace. Not always joy. Not always happiness, not always that money I asked for, but always. Oh, sorry. That's a very noisy bottle of water. I apologize. Always peace. Always, always, always. I get peace. The peace that surpasses all understanding. So I highly recommend, it is beautiful too. It's just a little bit of reading each day, which I like. A little bit of reading each day is nice. Isn't that cute? Very sweet. A scripture. Let's see, what scripture did I open to? Sometimes I really like that, like, Bible roulette, when you just pray over the scriptures and say, Lord, just guide my heart to read what you want me to read. And then you open it and you're like, what? I was just praying that. Let's see. A heart of compassion. Meanwhile, standing near the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. That's from John 19. And the reflection is on compassion means to suffer with. As Mary stood at the foot of the cross, she suffered with her son in his passion. I know mothers who have watched their children suffer pain and been present to them on their own Calvary as death drew near. These mothers would do anything to lessen the pain their sons or daughters experience. They truly suffer with their loved ones. Huh. I don't think I like that one. I don't want to suffer. I want good stuff. Pray to Mary, our intercessor. Yeah, let's do that. That's what I was just talking about. Mary, my mother, give me a heart like yours, a heart that suffers with others. Give me a compassionate heart. Yeah, I struggle with that stuff. Part of my anxiety, part of my worry, part of my hypochondria is that when I hear of somebody suffering, if I hear of death, if I hear of some kind of disease, I instantly start feeling the symptoms, and it triggers a big old anxiety attack. And I know in my head what's happening, but I can't always stop the snowball. I can't always stop that snowball from rolling. And it's definitely one of the tricks that the devil uses to keep me from doing what I need to do and to steal my joy and to make me worry. You know, there's many days in the past that I would hear something or wake up feeling a little weird and then start Googling symptoms. Don't do that. Don't Google symptoms. Not healthy. Not good for you. Oh, Colleen, you too? I'm glad I'm not the only one. And then I spend the rest of the day like in a tizzy, like in a tumultuous moment of, you know, should I call the doctor? Should I not call the doctor? How do I make this better? Is this, you know, it's crazy, craziness. And of course I have chronic inflammation, so I'm always feeling yucky. I'm working on that. Got a new book for that too, that my friend Kim Cook recommended to me on GAPS diet. So here's hoping. I definitely realize that I make some really poor choices with my food, but we'll talk about that one another day. Today we're talking about worry. You're listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras, which distributes through Breadbox Media and is recorded Mondays, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Reconcile to You Facebook page. So that is a wonderful book to ponder, to ask Mary's intercession, kind of a good segue to another book. I just wrote a blog post on reconciledtoyou.com. Click on blog. It is called The First American Catholic Pilgrimage to Palestine, 1889, by Reverend James Pfeiffer. It is available through the Holy Land Gift Shop, holylandgiftshop.org. One of the things about the Holy Land Gift Shop that I am really excited and I'm trying to tell as many people as I can about, because all of the proceeds benefit all your purchases, I should say, not proceeds. I don't know that. Your purchase, I do know. All of your purchases benefit the Christians living in the Holy Land. I don't know if you know about the plight of the Holy Land, but there's about 1.5 to 4%, give or take, throughout the Holy Land region of Christians. That's it. That's all left in the Holy Land. In the place where Christianity began, there's only 1.5 to 4% of Christians left living there. I honestly can't imagine a Holy Land without Christians in it. It just blows my mind. So what the Holy Land Gift Shop does, hello Anna, what the Holy Land Gift Shop, holylandgiftshop.org, does, the Franciscan Holy Land Gift Shop, I should be very clear, this is the Franciscan Friars of the Holy Land who run this, is they purchase their material, their like, for instance, this beautiful little olive wood comfort cross. I absolutely love this. This is very close by. It's very well worn because it's always in my hands. This is crafted by Christians in the Holy Land. And I bought it from Holy Land Gift Shop. And they buy the stuff directly from the artisans in the Holy Land. Like if you went on a pilgrimage and you were walking by the stores or somebody had out a cart of things, it's the same exact, hi Kathy, it's the same exact stuff you would buy there. So they fair trade, they purchase it, and then that helps those Christians make a living in their homeland. Can you even imagine being unable to make a living in your own homeland and having to leave? Like I can't even imagine having to leave my little town, my state, never mind my country. And that's what they're facing. So to just keep them in your prayers first and foremost. And, you know, if you feel the desire to support them, go to Holy Land Gift Shop. I'm going to actually click the link. If I can type. Yes, it is holylandgiftshop.org. Just making sure it was holylandgiftshop.org. I can play with. It's so much fun that I can do this and just play. Okay. And show. There we go. Holy Land Gift Shop. No, that's too much information. Huh? So the Holy Land Gift Shop, if you feel the desire to help, there we go, help them out. I just really ask you to really consider it. It's and to share this this website, to share this gift shop, and this book. first American Catholic pilgrimage to Palestine, 1889, again by Reverend James Pfeiffer. It's a reprint, it's original, and it's on the only place I know you can get it is through the Holy Land gift shop. And I got to review it. It's so good. What was really interesting about it is like looking at Reverend Pfeiffer looks at the historic location. He looks at the history of the historic location of the holy site that he's visiting. Then you get an insight. He describes it. So then we get this like triple history because he's describing what it looked like in 1889, which is so cool. And then he also he talks about what it's like to be there as a pilgrim. So really it's like just, and it's a pretty big book. It's 238 pages, super easy read. It was just fascinating. And what this was really, 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 really cool. So he puts in here, I forget what this word would be. The log of the people who went, there's a word for that. There's a list of the people who went, but there's a fancy word for that when you put people on a ship, what they're called. But here, this is really cool. So I found a Miss Carrie Cantwell from my diocese. So in the first American Catholic pilgrimage to the Holy Land with somebody from my diocese. I thought that was so cool. I'm such a dork, such a dork. This is a really good book. Again, and you're supporting Christians in the Holy Land, because not only are the things that you purchase from there, like the olive wood, they have olive wood and mother of pearl and hand embroidery from the women, the Christian Palestine Workers Union, Women's Workers Union, something or other, but it's really cool. Beautiful stuff. But also anything that you purchase through the holylandgiftshop.org goes to supporting the Franciscan Friar Holy Land, the Holy Land Franciscan Friars mission, which is to help preserve the holy sites, but also help Christians live and thrive in the Holy Land, which is really important. So you can use your shopping powers for good. Imagine that. Say, honey, I have to shop on this website and buy myself some new rosaries, some pretty embroidered shirts. They have this really cute purse, some good books. What else do they have? Some really cute keepsake books. Like, honey, I have to buy all of this because I'm supporting Christians in the Holy Land. This is me using my shopping powers for good. Just saying. That's what I think. Ani, love their stuff too. Yeah, I know you've visited the website. And Cindy says, a few years ago, we had a family of Christians from the Holy Land come to our parish and some olive wood statues, etc. after the masses. We have somebody come every year. It's such an easy way, a beautiful and easy way to support Christians in the Holy Land, again, to live and thrive in their country, to keep Christians in the land where Christianity began. Super important. Cindy, I have not been to the Holy Land Monastery in DC, which has replicas of some of the holy sites. I've heard it is amazing. I definitely hope to get there. We were just in DC, I guess it's actually 2 years now. I don't think I went last year for the March for Life, and I was hoping that was going to be part of our visits, but it didn't end up being that. We went to the Immaculate Conception giant basilica instead. What else do I got here? So at the Catholic Marketing Network, I met a lot of really cool people. And there was, what the Catholic Marketing Network is it connects Catholic retailers and Catholic suppliers. But there was also the Catholic Writers Guild was also there having their conference. It was fantastic. Catholic heaven. Anna is saying that she got a cross and a bracelet. I'm a jewelry nut fan from the Holy Land gift shop. That's really cool. The holylandgiftshop.org. One of the booths that was there was the Catholic Book Distributors. Is that the, oh my goodness. Yes. Hold on. It's right here. Yes. Catholic Book Publishing Corp. Not even close. Catholic Book Publishing Corp. And they had these little daily devotionals, and they had sent me one of them. I saw a few years ago, It had the same beautiful purple color. Purple's my favorite, with a little butterfly in the corner, and I was just in love with it. And I tagged them in it. I said, "Oh my gosh, this is so cute!" And they sent me one. That's like one of the greatest blessings of being in Catholic ministry. We don't make a ton of money, but we get lots of fun free stuff if you're a book nut, and I am. All of these books. Well, actually, I got all of these free so far. So the Daily Companion for Women. So I was walking by and I wanted to meet them. One of the men working the booth, the marketing agent, is this man named Phil, who had connected with me and got me to write a care note for Abbey Press on being a good enough parent. I still laughed as somebody looked at my blog and thought, you know what? This woman is like, you know, good enough at the parenting thing. Let's have her write a care note. But unfortunately, I love butterflies too, Anna. Unfortunately, the Abbey Press has gone out of business. Hopefully the care notes will be picked up by somebody else. And the care notes are you ever been to mass at a church? At the back of the church is one of those big cardboard, or sometimes they're actually plastic display cases, and in it are these little pamphlet notes, and they're on all different topics: cancer and grieving and parenting and faith things, and they're called care notes. And so I was really blessed a few years ago to write one of the care notes, and they're just like a dollar, I think, or if that, and you can pick up a few and share the faith that way. They're just brilliant, and I love them, and I hope that, again, that somebody picks up the Abbey Press slack and gets these care notes back out there, because they're so good. They're so good. Mine, not so much. But actually, mine, you know what? I have to say, the Holy Spirit does my writing. So, Cindy saying, I didn't know the Abbey Press had gone out of business. And what did you? Or that you did a care note. Yes, I did one. Good enough parenting. And I talk about in the care note, just real quick, I talk about how, you know, I made my own mistakes as parents, things I really regret. I was a hot mess when I first started having children at 27. I had a lot of repressed memories from my childhood that I hadn't yet come to grips with. I had undiagnosed ADHD that I hadn't yet come to grips with. I had a lot going on at 27, and my poor children, I feel like my two boys really paid the price for some poor parenting choices and decisions and just, you know, lack of skill. But as they got older and I learned more and I started to live my faith and really, you know, have a change of heart and become a better person, I went to them and I apologized. And, you know, I think they'll probably still end up in therapy, but for the most part, we're in a good place. They forgave me. And I kind of compared it to my own relationship with my parents, who, same thing, really young when they started having children, made some huge mistakes, but yet never apologized. And yeah, I still love them to pieces. I never held it against them. I still love them. I still honor them and spend time with them. And I thought, now, how much more, I hope, will my children forgive and love me for the apology, for having that, you know, that courage to say, listen, I totally messed up. I'm so sorry. I can't go back in time, but let's start here and go forward. And I promise to make better choices going forward. I thought if my kids could like me, you know, with my apology, or I could like my parents without an apology, how much more will my children hopefully forgive and love me with an apology? So that's basically the care note. I have copies of it. If anybody wants some, let me know. I'm not the best at mailing things out, but I will. I promise. I will. I will. I'm getting there. I'm getting to the point where I'm going to be ready to mail stuff out. I'm going to have the books too pretty soon. The Stay Connected Journals for Catholic Women. If you haven't yet checked those out, before I forget, the sale is ending soon. They are in pre-order right now. And they are so cheap in pre-order. And once they come out, I'm typing in the website. It is gracewatch.media/stayconnected. And you can go there for the pre-order campaign that we're having. Right now, a book is only $9, but when they come out October 1st, and they're in production. So it's an Indiegogo, but it's not like you're taking a chance. You're actually purchasing the book because they are in production. And I can't wait for you to get it too. I know you're going to love it. Mine is called The Grace of Invitation. And right now the book's only $9 if you get it through pre-order. But after that, they're going to probably be wholesale at $15, not wholesale. They're going to be on Amazon at $15. You'll be able to get discounts if you go through Grace Watch Media. And of course, if you get one through me or any of my events, but gracewatch.media/stayconnected for the new journals out soon. You can pre-order them today. $9. What a deal. Or you get all three for $25, which is even a better deal. And if you want to know more about those in the videos over, I think there, if you're looking at your screen, or you can go to reconciledtoyou.com. There's a video there of Deanna, Tiffany, and myself speaking all about the Stay Connected journals that we were blessed. Oh my gosh. Anna wants my autograph. That's hysterical. Didn't think about that. That's pretty funny. That's so sweet. You're so sweet, Anna. You don't need my autograph. You know me personally. You're so kind. Anyway, we're just so blessed to be part of this project. This project, which has been on my heart for a very long time, in Bible study for years and years, knowing that we didn't have this particular type of study. So basically what it's meant for is if you are doing like a Grace of Yes or Momnipotent or Walk in Her Sandals or coming out soon, another book I wanted to show you, Gaze Upon Jesus, CatholicVineyard.com will have a big announcement on that on Wednesday on the Assumption. You do these great studies, but sometimes your group can get fatigued because this is a lot of reading, you're busy, but you don't want your group to disband. Like, it's really important to keep together, and it's important to have a daily practice of devotion, of Bible study, of reading the scriptures, of prayer. And so these books are meant to keep you connected to each other through your Bible study group or your faith sharing group or your book club or whatever you want to call it. But it also, more importantly, keeps you connected to Jesus. And there's the gift of invitation. Then there is fruits of the Spirit. I should know I developed these. Like, I developed the series, but I didn't write them all. I wrote only a gift of invitation. Deanna wrote the fruits of the Spirit. And then Tiffany wrote Catholic Classics, which looks at seven spiritual reading classics. And she gives you little tidbits of it and connects it to scripture. And then they're all written with analogies and stories, and really about how we live our life and live our faith life in our everyday, ordinary life. Cindy ordered all three. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Can't wait to get them. At our parish women's group on Friday night, I was telling everybody about both the journals and Gaze Upon Jesus. Hope to do one or the other this fall as soon as the books are available. I love you, Cindy. Are you coming to Pennsylvania? I'm speaking there at the end of the month at Immaculate Conception Church in New Oxford, PA. If anybody is around, we're doing an all-day retreat on firm foundation of faith, prayer, sacrament, and scripture, aka the Grace Trifecta. So I hope that, I know you can't make it to New Jersey because it's the Abbey Fest. Is that what it's called? Kind of jealous. Want to go to both. I wish I could bilocate like Padre Pio, but I know God's never going to allow me to do that because he knows I would misuse it to be, you know, at Mass and sleeping at Mass or at Target, or I would totally misuse it. So hence the Lord's not going to give me that great gift of bilocation like he did so many saints. But just to go back real quick to Daily Companion for Women, super sweet, just like little tiny. Sometimes we just need these little bits of prayer just to jumpstart our day or to keep us going. You can follow day by day. Let's see. Let's read today, August 13th. Let's see what it says. Hopefully it's a little more encouraging than Kathy would be there. Yay. Hopefully it's a little bit more encouraging than the Not that Father Looney's book wasn't encouraging. It was. We should suffer with each other, and compassionate heart is very important. I need a more compassionate heart. I'd probably worry less if I loved more. Ooh, I should make a t-shirt. Worry less, love more. I really want to do, okay, total sidetrack. I really want to do like a t-shirt company, like all these hashtags and stupid quotes that I say, like I actually have a t-shirt that says the Grace Trifecta. I have another one that says Grace Trifecta. No, it's Spiritual Trifecta, because I don't have the, but I need a Grace, hashtag Grace Trifecta one. Spiritual Trifecta, which is Mass, Adoration, and Confession, which for years I used to do every single Friday. And I know that it like transformed my life, my prayer life. But, you know, like Saint Posse, Godsidence, like we need these t-shirts. Everybody needs to know what these things are. That's it. I'm starting a t-shirt company. I don't know how you do that, but totally doing it. Gonna have t-shirts, swag on my new website, reconciledtoyou.com. What do you think? Should I do t-shirts? Hashtag Godsidence, hashtag Grace Trifecta. I think we should do that. At least I'll have some cute new t-shirts. All right. So August 13th here, I'm going to just read Daily Companion for Women. Let's see what it says for us today. People will proclaim the glorious splendor of your majesty, and I will meditate on your wonderful works. Psalm 145:5. Well, that's good so far. Reflection. What ever happened to the notion of relaxing over the summer? Oh, I'm not good at relaxing. This is probably just a message for me. For many of us, we'll exchange the busyness of school year for the busyness of summer. We spend the days running our kids back and forth to their camps and activities. Before long, we're all wondering where summer went and how it slipped away. Okay, hashtag yes. That's hysterical. Okay, we're going to do t-shirts. Let's try to savor each moment and give thanks to God for the beauty and bounty of the season. I'm actually going to take 2 days off this week. Now, I'd like to say I'm going to take 2 full days off, but I know I won't because I was already off for a week at the Catholic Marketing Network. But I'm going to take some time with my daughter, who only gets 5 weeks off from school. So, yes, Lord, I get your message. Loud and clear prayer. It ends and then it ends with a little prayer for you to say. Dear God, thank you for the warm sun on my face. Any day now, Lord, we'll be grateful for a little warm sun on our face. For the warm sun on our face, the delicious foods that grace my table. God has a seriously funny sense of humor. And for time spent with loved ones. All right, that one I'll give you, Lord. I do get time spent with loved ones, but the yummy food on my table now. So a little update on the hand situation. I think besides soy, gluten, dairy, nitrates and sulfates, which I think nitrates is just a type of sulfate. Now it's corn. Now apparently popcorn and corn syrup needs to go bye-bye. What's left? What is left? Anyway, doesn't matter. God is still good. And he is going to make good of all of this because he loves me. And the last book I wanted to share, it's a children's book that just came in my mail, Mary, Mother of Jesus. How cute is this? This is from Pauline Books and Media, Pauline Kids, board book. I will end up, after I review it, giving it away. But oh my goodness, is it going to be hard to give away? Because it is sweet. Look at that. So sweet. Good stuff. I really like Pauline Books for children. I also love, obviously, Grace Watch Media, Peanut Butter and Grace. Total fan of Peanut Butter and Grace and Grace Watch Media. Not just because they are publishing my book, though that doesn't hurt, not gonna lie. Not just because of that, but because they really have really good peanut butter and Grace. They really have wonderful resources for families and for children. So check them out. Peanut Butter and Grace. They're on Facebook as Peanut Butter and Grace. Gracewatch.media if you want to look for their website online. good stuff. I'm going to leave peanut butter and Grace there for a little bit. Good publisher. Anna said, today while I was in the van, a driver saw our plate. It said 100% Jesus. Love it. Good stuff. So the remainder of our time together, I want to really look at worrying, you know, kind of getting ready for my retreat on Saturday. I am a gold medal worrier. I worry about everything. And I think it's because sometimes I get so busy, I forget to pray. Did you know that in the scriptures, 365 times the Lord tells us not to worry, do not be afraid, do not fear, do not doubt. Like once, it's like he's saying like once a day, dude, get over it. Stop worrying. Do not worry. Do not be afraid. Trust. Not easy to do. I don't know how Faustina did it, but I do enjoy reading Faustina and her diary, trying to figure it out. And I think I shared that I'm going to be part of a new book from Marian Press. I got to write a chapter about my relationship with Saint Faustina. But I'll talk about that another time. I talked enough about books. Let's talk about the greatest book ever. The Bible, and not just the Didache Bible, though I do love this one from Ignatius Press. This is my favorite because it includes the commentaries based on the Catechism of the Catholic Church. And it is so hard not to worry. It is so hard because it's not in our control, and I'm a control freak. I want the things I want. I want them to go my way. I want nothing, no suffering, no pain, no sorrow. I want all happiness, joys, roses, and buttercups. I don't think that's too much to ask. It's what I want. It's what I'm asking for. Roses, buttercups, butterflies, fidelity trucks. Nothing bad. I want nothing bad. And so knowing that I can't control that stuff, I spend way much too much time worrying about my family, my finances, and my future. That's where I spend most of my time and most of my worry. And I guess probably also in my health, which is my future. And I worry about my kids. I worry about my husband. I worry about my car that's now 5 weeks in the shop. I worry about all the things I cannot control. Instead, I need to give that attention to the one who is in control. I need to give all that worry over to Christ, who is in control. He has it all under control. He is with us. He promises, I'll never forsake nor abandon nor forsake you. Hi, Peggy. I'll never abandon or forsake you. This is what Jesus tells us. His word is his word. He does not lie. This is truth. So to be just focused on, I don't worry about squirrels so much. To be focused on, you want butterflies, squirrels, and fidelity trucks. I get it. I got what you got. Where you went with that, Anna, in your comment here. Recording live, Facebook live on Reconcile to you for a seeking heart. Thank you for listening in. We're talking about worry. And I thought we'd end today's session with looking at three of my favorite verses from the scriptures that I've memorized, because I can't always get to my scriptures, that help me kind of stop the tape. So, okay, I'm a child of the 80s. All right, the 70s, part of the 80s, but we had cassettes. And we had VHSs, not yes. So if you can just visualize that there was a tape that would record, like you would have a certain message, right, on the music or video, and it would be on this tape, this spool, and you can just picture the spool kind of going through that same message. Like they didn't change that video that had whatever it was, St. Elmo's Fire, Dirty Dancing, Billy Joel, whatever you were into, unless you forgot to pop the thing out and then somebody recorded over it, which was always a pain. You always had that same, that's all that recording had to say to you. And so in my head, I have all these recordings from things my parents said to me, people said to me, I say to myself, because I'm my worst critic, and I play the tapes over and over again. You know, bad things happen, bad things happen, bad things happen. You are unworthy, you are stupid, you are unworthy. You are weak, you are dumb, you need to lose weight. Like all of these stupid things that just keep going. You know, bad things are going to happen to your kids, you're going to die. you know, from some terrible disease, like all these things that like my hypochondria and the world around me, blah, 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 recording, right? So we have this recording and it keeps going. So what scripture does for me is it's that moment where we forget to unpop the thing that doesn't allow things to be recorded. We put tape over it. We make it possible now to re-record these messages. So over all the negative, stupid things that we say to ourselves, these messages that have become ingrained in our soul, we now put God's word over them. And when we put God's word over them, we heal. We strengthen ourselves and we can learn not to worry. Oh, I hope I remember that analogy for Saturday. I might even have to find myself a VH test. I guess I'm making a note, a VH or cassette, a little visual for my retreat on Saturday, the Warriors Retreat, which we're going to go from being warriors to prayer warriors. So the first one I want to look at, and let me type this in here in case you are interested and looking along with me or looking later, John 14, you can pause, get your Bible. If you're listening in the podcast or through the recording, and this is John 1. John 14, 1. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. Let not your heart be troubled. Thank you, Peggy. Like my love, my words of wisdom, they're totally, totally the Holy Spirit. I'm just so blessed that he uses me to not be worried. So a few years ago, probably two years now, when I was having all the trouble with my health and then my hands got really bad and I had a mammogram that came back with an enlarged lymph node and it was this cancer scare, which is never good for hypochondria to actually have something going wrong. It gets way worse. I kept praying and praying and like, Lord, give me strength, you know, give me comfort. And I got this in prayer one day. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe in Jesus. And I went then to confession shortly after. Just to confess, like, I have lost, I'm like despair, I've lost hope, I've forgotten that God is God and I am not. And this priest who was my friend but didn't know anything that was going on because he was just becoming a priest, and I didn't want to bother him with all the preparations for his ordination coming up, he looked me right in the eye and said, let not your heart be troubled. He's like, John 14, 1, go read this. Let not your heart be troubled. And I, of course, burst into tears because, oh my gosh, that's what the Lord sent me in prayer. And afterwards, I was like, all right, Father Kevin, you were probably wondering why I was bawling my eyes out. He's like, well, yeah, that was kind of interesting. But he's like, I kind of forgot what I said that made you cry. So he said, you know, when he was growing up and going to confession and they were priests would tell him, they don't remember what people say, that there's this great grace, like this veil, and they forget. It's a true thing. He said, true thing. He's like, I was listening. I'm like, oh, you totally were listening because what you said was exactly what Christ had been saying to me. Except for this time, he said it through you, through the person of you. Ha, so cool. So amazing. So I told him what he had said and we both kind of went, oh, God is so good. He's so cool. Another one I wanted to share with you, you've probably heard of this one. Philippians 4. Let me write this in here. So much fun. I love technology. Philippians 4, 6 through 7. Yeah, we'll go through 6 through 7. And in it, it's the rejoice in the Lord always. So find joy in God always. Again, I say rejoice. This is from St. Paul. Let all men know your forbearance. The Lord is at hand. I guess that would have been 4 and 5. Let's start with 4, 6. Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, remember to be thankful, let your requests be known to God, and the peace of God, and some translations say the peace of Christ, which passes all understanding will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, right? So let's just unpack that for a few minutes here. What is St. Paul telling us? First of all, don't worry. God doesn't want you worrying. Jesus doesn't want you worrying. Worry about nothing. Doesn't mean that things aren't going to make us worry. Doesn't mean that we can just forget to pray, just discount all of the world's going on and be like, yay, like God's got this. We still are going to have things that happen and they're going to make us worried. But he says, don't stay in that worry. Don't sit in that worry. Here's the action. You're worried. Don't stay there. Here's what you do instead. First, pray. Number one, pray. Pray about everything. Pray without ceasing, St. Paul will tell us later in Timothy. Pray with supplication, with thanksgiving. So tell the Lord what you need, but with great thanksgiving, knowing, thank God ahead of time, Blessed Solanus Casey would say. Thank God ahead of time. Let your requests be known to God. So he knows them because he's God. And like we said earlier, we can give them to our Blessed Mother, to the saints, to your saint posse, to bring it to him. Here's my worries. Let's bring them to God. So with prayer, with thanksgiving, we're bringing our requests to God. And my request and what I'm worried about is, please, Lord, just give me peace. Sometimes we just need that peace. And look what St. Paul says. That's what you'll receive. Peace that surpasses all understanding. We have no idea how this peace happens, what God does to bring it about, but he promises to bring it about. And the peace that surpasses all understanding will keep your heart. What did Jesus say earlier? Let not your heart be troubled. There he goes. Don't let your heart be troubled. And here, St. Paul is saying, when you do this, pray, thanking him and trusting that he has it, just entrust this worry to him, you'll have a peace that surpasses all understanding. And it will keep your heart protected from worry. I know. Sounds simple. Probably isn't as simple, but when I am able to do it, when I am able to come to his word and ponder those things, like Mary teaches us, ponder these things in your heart, when I'm able to bring these to God and thank him ahead of time, like Blessed Solanus Casey, who's this adorable guy right here. Blessed Solanus Casey, love him, American saint. And then Padre Pio would also say, pray, hope, don't worry. Pray, hope, don't worry. Anna is saying, worry about nothing. Pray, thanksgiving, let God know. Perfect. God is perfect. Absolutely, Anna. Great words. Great summary of what we are talking about. God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. I don't know whoever started that, but every time I hear it, I know my friend Suzanne is the one who got me stuck on it from a retreat we did, an Emmaus retreat. Suzanne got me stuck on it all the time. See, Liz is saying, I tend to get frozen in place and have a hard time praying. I'm learning to push through it and pray or read scripture, even if I'm not sure what I'm doing. You know, that is great advice. Just do it anyway. Act as if you know what you're doing. And sometimes the prayer can just be Jesus, just his name. You don't even have to formulate a prayer or, you know, that's the beauty of having a guardian angel, of having our Blessed Mother and the intercessors from heaven and our saint posse, is just to say Jesus, or just say, guys, help. Like, you know, right now I am struggling. I am worried. The situation stinks. Just help. Help Jesus. Saint Posse, like, just turn it over to them. And Liz is saying she heard that first time. God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. And the movie God's Not Dead. That was a good movie. That was a good. It reminded me of the book Case for Christ, where an investigator went. He was a cold case investigator, and he went to discredit Jesus through following the trail, the evidence, there's the word, the evidence trail, and then end up converting. It's a funny thing when you try to discredit the truth of Christ. How many people have tried to do that and become Christian? Something about that. Yes, definitely. Another t-shirt, Cindy, St. Posse. And Colleen says, Jesus saves me. Oh, Jesus save me. That's a prayer. That's a great prayer. Jesus saves me too. But Jesus save me. Jesus help me. Jesus, Mary, I love you. Save souls. Like, that's when I pray when I'm going by a cemetery. And then I say, holy souls, please pray for me. Like, let's tit for tat here. I'm going to pray for you. Help you from purgatory into heaven. Because I know that our faith teaches those prayers are very powerful. And then I'm going to need your help. A little help back here. Jesus, Mary, I love you. Save souls. Oh, holy souls, please pray for us. So we have this whole cloud of witness, this whole heavenly body, purgatory body just waiting to help us. And all we need to do is ask for help. Anna said, let go, let God. My daughter gave me a plaque with those words on it. That's beautiful. Let go and let God. He's got it. So the last one I want to talk about before we end today's time together is from 1 Peter 5:7. Cast all your anxieties on him, for he cares about you. Cast all your anxieties upon God. And now who said that was St. Peter. And just a little background on that. So why would St. Peter say such a thing? And what authority would this have with it? Here's what my pondering on this showed me. Peter was a fisherman. And if you remember that story, he was in the boat, he's catching nothing. Jesus shows up. And even though Peter's a little skeptical at this plan, he does what Jesus says, cast your nets. So he casts his net. He's like fishing on this side. Because isn't that how we do things? Like, let's just keep doing the same thing we know over and over again and get the same results. And then we don't understand why nothing's changed, and we can just keep worrying. And like, this isn't working. Jesus is like, hey, why don't you do it this way? Cast it on the other side. Good idea, Lord. So he casts the nets, and they become so filled, they can't even pull them in the boat. It starts to actually sink the boat. And the other thing about this that's really fascinating is Peter wasn't just fishing for like a fish for the fun of it, or for a meal. This was how he made a living. This is how his men made a living. So he had a lot of care and worry in this moment, because if they couldn't catch anything, they weren't going to eat. They'd have no money for their families. There's a lot of anxiety and worry in this. And then he turns, you know, Jesus shows up, gives him some great advice. He does the work for him. And he literally casts a net. So then when we fast forward to Peter writing 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your anxieties upon him because he cares for you. He's speaking from great authority. I was worried. I had a problem. It wasn't turning out good. Jesus showed up. I followed what he said. And look at the blessings that came from it. Not every prayer ends with a net full of fish. But it always, always ends, as St. Paul tells us, with peace that surpasses all understanding. Let's end with a prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear good and gracious God, we thank you so much for all of the gifts that you give us. The people who love you so much that they spend their time and their talent creating books to share throughout the world so people may come to know and love you better. Lord, we thank you for your word, the best book ever, the scriptures, the Bible. Lord, we thank you for what you teach us in your word. Help us, Lord, whatever our problem is, to find the answers within your sacred scriptures. Have no anxiety in anything, but in everything through prayer and petition, make our requests known to God, and that the peace that surpasses all understanding guide our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for joining me today. You have been listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingrich, distributed through Breadbox Media. Breadboxmedia.com. God bless. Thank you.
Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.